Margie.
Well, I move that. Oh, I didn't send this to you all, did I? I move that we approve the recommendation for the no interest loan that Raul talked about in his report.
Is there a second?
Second.
Yes.
Been moved and seconded. We now have discussion.
Jack, let's hear the report first.
Okay, that's fine.
The motion has been made and seconded, and we can hear the report.
I stand corrected. Go ahead.
Raul?
Hello. Yes. Yes, I'm here. Sorry. Well, this is regarding the unpaid tax liability on the payroll, the severance payments payroll made in March of 2014, and that created a tax liability of $156,909.87. That is required to be paid immediately after that processing of or distribution of the those severance payments in March of 2014. The checks were distributed. However, it was not processed. The taxes were not processed, and therefore, the national office, in conjunction with the a board member, was able to find a financial source that will enable us to secure a no-interest loan for $156,000 to pay for this liability. And the proposed loan, terms of the loan were sent out to the board, and that is basically outlined. The terms are outlined, and it's payable in five installments. They include installment after each bond drive at WBAI. And installment would require $25,000 payment in February, in October of 2000, at the end of October 2014, February 2015, and then two other drives after that. This will enable us to prevent from, or at least reduce our penalties if we act on this immediately. And as the quarter end is nearing on September 30th, we need to do this shortly, as soon as possible. Once we approve this, tomorrow we will be able to do it and remit the taxes. And that will be our report for now.
Can I be on the stack?
Came to the stack.
I didn't hear who was the first person that said
Janet Coleman.
Oh.
And then
Janet
Kim.
C. And then
George.
And then George.
No, okay. Kim. Did you hear me? Kim was after Coleman.
I got Janet C., Kim, and then George.
All right.
And then
Brian,
Hank.
Please. And then Brian.
And Hank.
Janet C.
Hank has two.
While we have received information about the source from which this payment, this important payment could be made, I myself as a board member would like to know much more about this source, since I didn't know it existed, and it appears to be some sort of a thing that might renew itself. And I'm wondering if Mr. Salvador could send us each a fairly thorough report of information as to what this funding source is all about, when we got it, how it happened, how often we get it, and so forth, and how much is in it. Okay, or do I need to make a motion for that, or is it just okay if Raul would do that?
Do you need do you need me to respond?
Raul,
to
you might want to quickly respond.
Yeah,
to
would
that,
it be
Raul?
You know,
yes,
would it be a whole big deal for you to give us some?
Well, the information, the information was the lender. The name of the lender is Aris and Carolyn S. Agnaglug's Trust of 1984, and one of the board member director, Lydia Brisson was able to facilitate this loan to help Pacifica finance the tax liability. And again, since Director Brisson was part of that trust, there was another non-conflict of interest certification from Aris and Agnes himself to that there was certifying that there was no conflict of interest, and that was sent to you as well. I don't know if Director Brisson will be able to give more information. In the interest of time, I think time is of the essence here. And there's no, I think, any exposure in terms of the loan itself. But I think, I don't know if Director Brisson would be able to provide that information.
Lydia, did you want to quickly respond to that?
Okay. So this is a family trust set up by Aris and Agnes, and I have his permission to use his name on this occasion. And it's in the name of himself and his deceased wife. And the beneficiaries of the trust are his children and grandchildren. So I have no vested interest in the account, in the trust account from which the loan is being made. And it's right. A no-interest loan, so it is of no benefit to Aris either.
He's lending us money from his children's inheritance.
Point of order.
Is that what it is, essentially? Because
point
so we
of
have
order.
An even harder obligation.
Okay, Benito, what's your point of order?
It's to repay this.
No. Okay, it's a trust account.
Okay, I'll wait a second.
And he won't mind my saying this, that someone who was once a billionaire has given most of his money away to homeless shelters and to other good causes, you know, here and abroad. So
okay.
he did not, you know, envision forever leaving
okay.
all of that money to the family, but it is a family trust, and
okay.
He is the authorized individual on that trust and the primary signer on that account. And he has been a longtime Pacifica contributor. Carolyn Anagnos, whose name is on the trust, used to work at KPFK as a receptionist way back in the day. So he's always been a generous donor to the foundation. And when he heard and is very fully aware of how steep the fees can be when you don't pay these taxes on time,
mm-hmm.
I brought it to his attention, and he graciously offered to lend us the money with no interest, and that's the end of that. And I am not
okay.
a beneficiary of that trust, is
okay.
what he wrote
Great.
In the letter.
Got it.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, Benito, point of order.
Okay, I again request that the chair and the secretary note in the minutes the continued disruption by the director from New York.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
By continuing to speak without being called on or recognized.
In this particular instance, I think she was following up on her concerns.
Thank you. Thank you,
she
so
was,
much.
She was interrupting
Thank
the
you.
Response
I'm not
from,
getting,
from
Benito,
the other director.
Personal
nobody asked you,
okay.
Benito.
I got the floor.
Director from New York requests a point of personal privilege.
Yes, Janet C., point of personal
I would
privilege.
Like to note for the public that this constant harassment of me has been going on at every meeting by the member. The director from Washington, D.C., without any reason except personal animus towards me for being an outspoken director from New York.
Okay. Next person we have on the back is Kim. Kim, you had a question.
Well, first of all, Lydia does work for Aris, and they've been longtime worked together for many years on many different projects, and I'm not aware of his homeless donations, but he is very active in political issues. Now, the problem I have with this loan is that BAI cannot afford to pay it back to Orkin Pacifica. So it's encumbering us with a loan that we cannot possibly pay back. And
Adriana, for the stack?
I'm not finished, Adriana. And there is no plan to be able to pay this back. So Bertol says, yeah, sure, I can pay it back. That means nothing. I mean, we're always in arrears with our transmitter payments. So this is just more encumbrance to Pacifica and WBAI. I don't see how they can pay it. I haven't heard a plan. I don't hear any plan to increase our revenue to be able to get out of this spin that we're in. So I see this as inherently a cheap, quick fix that's only going to make things worse. Because there is no plan for how to address the situation of why we don't have $150,000 in order to pay our own taxes. That's absurd in an organization that's like a multi-million-dollar organization, that we don't have $150,000 to pay the employee taxes. And nobody is addressing that issue on what to do about this. Just let's make a loan. We'll pay it back somehow. So I'm against this. I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a bad strategy. And I think we need something better. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This is Hank with FFT.
You have to say your name. Who is that for point of order?
Hank with FFT.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of order?
Kim makes a good point. However, we have added to the agenda, if it ever actually comes up, directly dealing with fundraising issues on the PNB.
Okay.
Why it doesn't come up as a first
point of order, George? Hank, we heard your point of order. Who is that, George?
Yeah, that wasn't a point of order.
Yes, that wasn't a point of order. Okay. But Kim asked a question.
I'm sorry, that has to do with the agenda.
Okay. Hank, but Raul, I got you on the stack, Lawrence, unless you have a point of information or a point of order. But,
Janet Kate, point of information.
And Serene for the stack.
Janice, Kay, what's your point of information?
So I wanted to ask Director Brezon a question about Aris Anagnos' understanding of the situation Pacifica is in and what if Pacifica cannot pay, make the payments as described by CFO.
Yes, thank you, Janet. Great question.
Lydia, did you want to respond to that quickly? And then, Raul, you can respond, too, to any of those.
Okay.
Lydia.
Yes, well, when I first raised it, and, of course, I'm asking not just him but a lot of people to help us out of the hole. But anyway, and he said, oh, I'm never going to see this money again, am I? That was his first reaction. However, whatever, obviously, we can pay back, there was a repayment schedule provided for him. And, Raul, you may have that.
Yes.
And that was provided by Berthold. That's the GM in New York, because we do know that there's a viable bequest coming down the pike. But the payment schedule was given over a year. The repayment schedule, and that's all I have to say is that I thought it was incredibly generous of Aris. He could be investing this in other things and be making interest on the money, and I implored him to please bail us out of this, because I know what the those federal and state taxes can add up to extremely quickly. The penalties are exorbitant. And so this is like really to take care of. It's not one of those volunteer, let's raise more money to get more programs or anything like that. This is like serious business that needed to be taken care of. And so I stepped up and did so.
Thank you,
Raul. Did you want to add to
Sure.
In terms of the repayment.
In response to Director Kaufman's question, there was a plan of the strategy for the repayment plan. This has been discussed with the ED and the general manager. If you notice, the schedule of the repayment of $25,000 a month was timed after each fund drive. And we will allocate as a priority, top priority for each fund drive, the first $25,000 of that will be allocated in repayment of this loan. Second, there is a strategy to reduce expenses at WBAI so we could free up some of the burden or expenses at the station. So that's why we are, you know, doing this. But this is an expense that you cannot avoid. This is an expense that has to be paid. Now, the $156,000 is only a timing expenditure. The loan is just a timing expenditure. We will have funds. The WBAI will have funds to pay this, except that we don't have it right now. But since the time is of the essence, we are compelled to seek other resources that would find money to pay this ahead of time while WBAI schedule its fund drives. And I commend Director Brazon for initiating and securing this loan, and Mr. Agnagnus for his efforts to help Pacifica. I think there was no bad intent on this loan. There was no intent to generate money for the trust, his trust. I think it's purely a generous and charitable donation of interest-free loan. There's no interest. And so this is what we have so far, but this is a liability that we need to pay. It's not only the monetary penalties that we are facing. These are involving civil penalties that would involve the board of directors and the officers at that time when these payments were made. So it is important for this to go. And like I said, I commend Director Brazon or any other directors that would put forward and put some effort in generating sources to fund these extreme emergencies. Thank you.
Next person.
Carolyn,
George,
side,
I got you.
Yes.
Next person, I'm sorry. This is Serene. I asked for the stack. Was I heard?
I got I you, Serene, but I have a, we had people in front of you. We had
George,
Brian,
just checking,
Brianna.
Sir.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Carolyn, George, on the stack, please.
Can you repeat the list of people?
Can you all stop talking over the chair?
Okay. Could you all stop talking? I have George, Brian, Hank, Adriana, Lauren, Serene, Leonard, Kate.
And Carolyn.
And Janet.
Mr. Chair, we can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now? Okay, George.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Mr.
Do I have the floor, Tony?
Point of order.
Yes,
next
person
is
George. George has the floor.
I just have a point. This is Margie. I have a point of order. I believe that our rules require that people not speak twice until everyone has had an opportunity to speak. Am I right about that?
Well, yes,
that is Robert's Rules of Order. Okay, I just want to make sure that we're careful about that.
Rodrigo to the stack, please.
Okay, I got Rodrigo, but George?
Yes, I certainly agree with Kim. We need to deal with the long-term problems that we have, but that's not a reason not to deal with the immediate emergency that we, fortunately, and I've found a generous benefactor to get us out of this hole. I'm certainly going to vote for it. I don't see any downside to this whatsoever. But my question was really the magnitude of the taxes. My understanding is that the severance payments were $140,000, and I'm just curious, why are the taxes on $140,000, $156,000?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I sent out the schedule, the actual recap of the payroll register where the taxes, the gross amount of payment was $261,000, and only $140,000 was was paid out to the employees as net of taxes. Therefore, between those two, it's already $120,000 in withholding taxes from the employees themselves. And in addition to that, there is the employer portion of the payroll taxes. That will be your Social Security, FICA, SUTA, and all those payroll employees borne by the employer. And that amounts to another $46,000. Therefore, your total liability would be $156,000.
Thank you. That's very clear.
Okay. Next person I have is Brian.
I want to propose to substitute Margie's motion with more detailed language, which I will send to the board right now. I don't believe there is a conflict of interest on this, but because Lydia's disclosed a relationship to the donor, I think we should just pass really clean language that makes that clear and makes the findings we would have to make if there was a conflict of interest. So my proposed substitute is, the Pacifica National Board has been informed that Director Lydia Brazan is an employee of RSN Gan Anagnos, who is offering Pacifica through his family trust a 0% loan to cover Pacifica's tax liability. The PNB finds that the proposed loan from the Arison Carolyn Anagnos Trust of 1984 would be for the benefit of the foundation. The proposed loan is fair and reasonable, given that it proposes an interest rate of 0% and requires no collateral from the foundation. The foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. The PNB further authorizes Chair Margie Wilkinson and or CFO Raul Salvador to enter Pacifica into a loan agreement with the Aris and Carolyn Anagnos Trust of 1984 under the terms and conditions submitted to the PNB. And in the email I just sent out, I reattached the terms and conditions sheet.
Point of information.
Thank you, Brian. And I'd like to be on
George.
The stack, whatever it
is.
There
is a second to that substitute motion.
Second, George.
It's been seconded. Yes. Who is that?
I'd like to motivate the amendment if I could.
Janet Kay, you had a point of information.
No,
I had
no,
a
no,
point
no.
of information.
I wanted to
so
be on the stack at some
point. I mean, nobody should jump the stack because I have a point of information. Everybody has a point of information on
well,
the stack.
I'd like to motivate my amendment, Mr. Chair.
We got an amendment pending, so we're going to have a motivation on that amendment, and then we'll go to the discussion on that amendment. Yes, Brian.
I just wanted to second everyone who's commended Lydia for this. You know, owing the IRS money is pretty much the worst situation that we can be in. Money we owe to the IRS is money that doesn't go away in bankruptcy. It's money that is not covered by any of our liability protections as directors. Directors, the IRS can come after them individually for money that is owed to them. If it considers them to be responsible parties. And there are automatic penalties for late payment of taxes, which for an organization our size are due within a week of when those checks were cut. We are much, much better off entering into a 0% loan with someone who is a friend and ally of Pacifica than with putting ourselves at the mercy of the IRS while penalties pile up at a very high percentage rate. So I see, as other people have said, no downside to this. It buys us breathing room.
Yeah.
We already owe the money to the IRS. Under this loan agreement, we will just owe it to someone friendlier, and we won't be racking up penalties. And I think we should go ahead and approve it.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Kim to the stack.
Janet to the stack.
I'm already on the stack.
Well, I wanted to ask Director Brazan if there are any strings attached in terms of what the lender might want aired or not. Or
no.
I mean, Director Coburn could definitely be on the stack to ask that question.
Okay.
I mean, everybody, in fairness,
okay, we're going to go, all the people who request to be on the original stack, but without objection, we're going to stick to the original stack because most of those people are the same people. Next person I have is Adriana Lawrence, Serene, Janet C., Carolyn, and Rodrigo.
Well,
and
Kim was
Janet
on.
C., you forgot me again.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me, Tony? Janet C.
Yes.
was on that
what
set
about
from the beginning.
Time speaker.
I already had to, Janet C. You've already spoken on that.
No, I haven't.
The first one to
and Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who is that for the point of order?
This is Hank with a point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order?
You called Brian on the original stack, and then you took me off.
No, Brian was on the original stack, and then you made a motion. You were the next person on the stack.
I haven't been able to speak yet, and you just named off a list of people that did not include me.
I did. You were the first person on the stack. Hey.
I'm sorry if I didn't mention your name,
but you're the next person on the stack. Hang
Tony, your phone's getting muddy again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you hear me now?
Better.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, Hank, you're next.
Okay. One, I would remind everybody that's so excited about getting this loan, which I agree is a good deal as far as the loans go and taking care of this immediate problem. But what it means for WBAI is that in every successive fund drive, $25,000 of other bills will not be paid.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.
And it's very simple.
Nobody needs to interrupt.
It's just a fact.
Thank you.
And that I recommend we accept it only because it's the IRS. If it were any other circumstance, I would say we need to reject it out of hand. Taking on more debt is a foolish manner of dealing with debt.
Correct.
Okay. Adrian,
yes.
You're next.
Yes. First of all, if I didn't misunderstand, and I think that was repeated more than once, but the CFO say too, and Director Brasson, is not a string attached. We have debt from last year that wasn't even, nobody was taking care of, and we are talking about the IRS. We are talking about something that is serious enough. Is anybody playing with the microphones again?
Can everyone mute their phones?
Okay, I cannot believe that we are discussing to accept a generous offer to keep us out of a bigger problem and put Pacifica in a bigger problem and the directors personally too. We have a generous loan, and I don't understand why we are discussing if it's being said that it's not a string attached. 0% interest. And we are discussing if we are accepting it. I agree that it's not the idea, it's not receive loans. The idea is bringing up money, obviously. But that is not what we are discussing here. Because if accepting this does solve a problem and doesn't prevent us from raising money. I hope that we raise so much money that in 6 months we can return the whole money. That would be perfect. But that doesn't mean that we cannot accept this. This is our
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege, please. This is Hank.
May I finish?
Adriana, could you...
Well, it has to do with what you're saying, Adriana. It's very hard to understand you. You're using two phones or you're on speaker or something. It makes it very hard to hear you and understand.
That's
and it happens every single meeting for the last year and a half. And,
I don't know what to tell you, really.
You need to put on a phone that actually works well or something.
I'm sorry. That's the best that I can do.
Okay, it's been a year and a half of this problem, Adriana. Please.
Okay.
Yes. If people don't raise the microphone.
I've been on the board for 7 months. What do you mean?
Adriana, you want to wrap up your comments? Let's do the best we can. Adriana, you want to wrap up your comment?
Yes. Yeah. I obviously recommend approving this loan, and I recommend really commending Director Brasson and the generous donors for this favor that they are doing to Pacifica. Thank you.
I can't hear her. Okay.
Okay. Launch the tech, right?
Yes.
Am I Am I that, Chair?
Yes. Lawrence.
Okay, so Arrows is a man of impeccable integrity. Anybody that lives in Los Angeles knows that. And if for some reason that his integrity is coming into question, I really feel sorry for that person that tries to impugn his integrity. The fact that he is a very generous person is just beside the point. This is a man of impeccable integrity here in Los Angeles and around the world. So if somebody's playing possum, they should stop. Now, I commend Director Brazon for even fundraising that loan, and that the fact that, you know, if we needed to borrow money, we would get this tremendous amount of interest, and, you know, we'd probably have to liquidate something.
Ah.
So, you know, I like to ask the directors to come up with $10,000 each, you know, or if they have a good idea, to come up with it. What's up? Come up with a better idea. If you think you have a better idea to raise $156,000, then come up with it. Okay, don't try to impugn this man's integrity, which is impeccable in Los Angeles. And if you live in Los Angeles, you know that. Thank you.
Serene, you're next. Serene?
Yes, thanks very much. I wanted to I don't know Aris, but I really appreciate what he's willing to do for the Civic Hub. And I want to thank you, Lydia, for taking the initiative when so many are so busy trying to muddy the name of Pacifica. So many on the so-called left are and in governance are busy trashing the foundation in every way and almost trying to get us thrown out of business. I appreciate your, you know, essentially putting your reputation on the line to support our work. So I thank you very much, and I would appreciate it if those who have objections to a no-interest loan by someone who actually cares about Pacifica and its mission, I would really like to see their proposals for coming up with that money, because the Fed is not very forgiving. So, again, thank you, and I support this motion. I support Brian's amended motion, and I urge us to note that it is past the time for this item, and we should vote and get on to some other business.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, this
is that
Lydia.
For the point of order? Hank Lamb, KPFT.
Yes, Hank, what's your point of order?
Well, one thing, the director several times during that recitation or speech or whatever you want to call it, ascribe motives to what other members do. That's prohibited. Also, you called me on time several times in no more time than that. So you need to get one set of standards here and apply them, please.
Well,
I would also remind the member that she is not the chair and should not be calling down other members.
This is Lydia,
well,
if I may say something before
Lydia,
closing.
Do you have a point of information or a point of order, Lydia?
Yes, point. Well, it's a point of information for the body. I failed to mention that Aris is hoping, because I asked him if he didn't mind if we made this generous gesture public session, and he said no, of course not, because he is hoping that others will step up and help Pacifica. I mean, he continues to make other just complete donations into the thousands of dollars at KPFK and Pacifica, but he is hoping that others who have the means will step up and help us to get back on our feet. I forgot to mention that he asked me to include that as a statement. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person I have is Janet Kay on the staff.
I call the question.
Who is that?
Janet Kay.
Janet Kay, call the question. Is there an objection to calling the question?
Yes, I wanted to speak again.
Okay, we'll go to the vote. Madam Chair, could you call the roll for the calling the question? This is on the question. Excuse me, Madam Secretary.
Sure. Brian Edwards Seeger.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Oh.
Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Kim Coffin.
No.
Lawrence Ray.
Yes.
Adriana Casanay.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No, I'm going to say no reluctantly.
Janet Coleman.
No, WBAI.
And
no, no, no.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Thanks. Heather Gray.
No.
One moment, please. I have 11-6. Do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Here?
Okay.
Thank you.
Chair is not voting, so we are now, the question has been called. We'll now go on the vote on the substitute motion by Brian.
Brian, can you read it?
Sure, let me pull it up. The Pacifica National Board has been informed that Director Lydia Brazon is an employee of Aras Anagnos, who is offering Pacifica through his family trust a 0% loan to cover Pacifica's tax liability. The PNB finds that, one, the proposed loan from the Aras and Carolyn Anagnos Trust of 1984 would be for the benefit of the foundation. Two, the proposed loan is fair and reasonable, given that it proposes an interest rate of 0% and requires no collateral from the foundation. Three, the foundation is not likely to obtain a more advantageous arrangement with reasonable effort under the circumstances. The PNB further authorizes Chair Margie Wilkinson and or CFO Raul Salvador to enter Pacifica into a loan agreement with the Aras and Carolyn Anagnos Trust of 1984 under the terms and conditions submitted to the PNB. And I attach that term sheet from Raul to the motion I submitted.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the substitute
Brian
motion?
Brian Edwards-Peter.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Got you,
yes.
Thank you, Janet. Margie Wilkinson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. Rodrigo.
Somebody needs to mute. We're getting an echo.
I said yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Hank, Kim Coffin.
Nope.
Lawrence Reyes.
Oh, yes.
Adriana Casanayas?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No, until we hear a reasonable plan.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Burden, Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No, ditto Hank.
Green votes, yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
One moment, please.
Incredible.
I have 12-5, Chair. Adriana, you agree?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
This isn't free money, folks. This isn't free money. It has to be paid back. We can't pay it back.
Please
be
quiet.
No, WBAI has to pay it back.
Vote is
okay.
The
participants
have
to pay it back.
Okay, those of you with special members, the rest of us would like to have a meeting.
They borrow money.
Madam Secretary,
can
we now
get
to vote on the original motion as substituted?
The AI should be saddled again.
Madam Secretary, can we now get to vote on the original motion? I'm asking, we're trying to move forward with the orders of the day. Madam Secretary,
this is Kim. I have a point of information. I have a point of information.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if you can hear the count because some people have, you know, more rights than the rest of us.
I want to make a question, you know, Chair, because this is something that we cannot tolerate. This is Rodrigo from KPFK. Well, you know, we are supposed to be somehow civilized to speak and take our time, you know, to do things. Some people are just jumping in, saying whatever they want to say, and then back and forth and interrupting others, you know, saying, you know, I mean, crazy things, you know, what I heard, you know, this person from KPFK, you know, saying things about the money that's being lent, you know, a person who actually meets with us at the same building, that we never pay rent, right? And it's offered to us for free. So, and not giving any options, you know, for the situation that we are facing, and, you know, opposing an offer, you know, I mean, a great offer. It's unbelievable, and this is recorded, and there are people that are listening to it. They are taking into account. This is the people that are supposed to be representing them. These people are boycotting even the meetings that we have at the local station board. They are doing that, you know, gathering together with some other people somewhere else instead of coming to the meetings. These are the people that are affecting our foundation, and still, you know, they don't even respect, you know, the process of the meetings that we have. I mean, I had to wait to take the word. And then somebody says, oh, well, I called the question. That's it. You know, you're out. So, and now, when we are moving and doing, taking the motions and moving ahead, you got these people jumping in and interrupting. Please, I ask, you know, the chair to somehow, you know, moderate so these people do not interrupt anymore and we can go on with the meeting. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, now we've just voted on the point of information. Kim, what's your point of information?
Why does Rodrigo get, you know, to make this
point of order
about the rest of us being able to say what we want
point
to say?
Point of order?
He hasn't talked all night.
Point of order?
This is what I'm saying, right?
What's your point of order?
Mr. Chair. I want to know, I couldn't hear if you decide to vote or not. How could it be that we cannot even conduct a voting and have a result without people interfering?
Okay, I voted yes, and I hope
thank you
recorded that. And now we'll move on to the main motion. We will now vote on the main motion, the substitute motion at the main motion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Is there an objection?
Is there any objection to the main motion, the substitute motion?
Yes,
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Brian?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Can't hear you. Janet Coburn?
Yes.
Yes. Got you both. Margie Wilkinson?
I'm saying yes, too.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Deborah Zahn?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Nope, this ain't free money, folks.
Please, listen, stop it. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, to help WDAI.
Thank you. Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
No, it's hurting WDAI.
George Reiter. Listen, you guys have
yes.
to stop. You don't have special
Hello,
privileges.
She's not the
just,
chair.
Just
Only the chair can call that stuff.
Madam Secretary,
she
doesn't get to lecture on. I'm sorry, Serene. You don't get to do what you tell other people not to do.
Run for chair next year.
Hush, little baby. Don't you cry. Hush, hush.
Taking the vote.
George Reiter.
You were not educated when you were kids,
We're in the middle of a vote. Could everybody stop talking? Madam Secretary.
No, apparently not.
Secretary. George, are you saying yes?
Control yes. Secretary.
Okay, well, it's hard for me to hear you. Oh, the sound. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Green votes yes. Jim Brown.
Barrow.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Serene, I'm sorry. I was off for a moment. I was knocked off. I don't know what we're voting on. So could you tell me?
We're voting on that loan.
Kim? No one confuses us. Please stop. It's the motion that Brian sent out earlier with regard to accepting the loan and the conflict of interest issue and all of that being resolved.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. One moment, please.
Adriana, I have 1241.
Accepted.
Mr. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
1341.
Okay. Motion passes. Next item we have on the agenda.
Okay, Benito to the... Benito.
I'm sorry. I can't... Next item we have on the agenda is the approval of...
Tony, Adriana is trying to make a point of order.
Okay. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I want you to please let understand members that we have all the right to vote and be heard. When people in the middle of the vote start making commentaries about their vote, they are preventing the other direction. You know, it's not my phone. It's not my phone. It's somebody else playing.
Could everybody mute their phone?
Obviously they don't. I have really, I think it's a total disrespect for the rest of the directors not letting the public and the directors really express their vote. What is so difficult to understand? Why some directors believe that the right is superior to all the others? Please, Mr. Chair, I ask you, can you hear? It's not my phone, Mr. Chair. It's very respectful.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair, please, I didn't finish.
I'm sorry.
Everyone mute their phones. Yes.
I ask you personally, call in the members, and please ask the secretary to put it in the minutes. Call on the members that are disrupting and disrespecting everybody else, even the public. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Point of information.
Carolyn, what's your point of personal privilege?
Point of order. No, point of order. She wasn't
what's
named.
What's your point of order, Serene?
Personal privilege.
No, excuse me. I asked for a point of personal privilege.
The member was not named, Chair. The point of order, how could she have a point of personal privilege?
My point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
Let me hear a point of personal privilege first.
No, my, thank you.
What is the basis of that point of personal privilege?
It is that the secretary keeps interrupting us and everybody.
Serene, let's hear what a point of personal privilege is first.
Oh, please.
It is that I'm objecting to the... in constant interruptions and hectoring and lecturing by the secretary and by the member who just spoke. It is without the chairs saying a word. I would appreciate it, Mr. Chair, if you could control the members, including your secretary, and stop this obnoxious tone that they take with other people. Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Oh, my God.
Please do not patronize. I ask the members... Please, remember that just spoke. Do not patronize and start with example. Respect everybody. Thank you.
Patronize. You can't talk this way.
Okay,
you
thank
have
you.
Got to suit
her
just
right.
Everybody's talking at the
Princess
same time.
Princess and the Peas.
Okay, the next person I had was Benito. You were on the stack.
Yeah, thank you. I'd
Mr.
Like
Chair, there's no stack.
Oh, that's
well, correct. I asked for the floor.
We have an agenda. The next item is the chair's report.
But before we move on, I'd like to bring up on this same issue.
You either have to have a point of order or a point of information, Benito. We do have to go.
A motion that I would like to make with regard to the issue that we're dealing with or just got finished dealing with, and I admit. You know, if I had brought it up earlier, I would have been told that I was out of order. So I was waiting for us to take the vote. And this is not the first time that this happened.
We have an adopted agenda. At this point, we have already voted on the agenda. What's next on the agenda?
Right, and I'm not trying to amend the agenda. I'm trying to bring up a motion related to this loan.
No.
Why is that out of order?
Because we ran out of time on this item 20 minutes ago.
We have
they called the question.
So then I have a question, a point of information.
What's your point of information?
And it's not the first time I make it.
What's your point of information?
My point of information is when there is a motion that has been seconded and it's under discussion and or there may or may not be amendments to it, such as in this case, and someone wants to make a related motion, when can they make that motion? Because I thought that I was told previously that that if I made it during the discussion, I would be out of order.
I don't know if Brian or...
On a different issue, a different day.
So if you're modifying the motion... If you're modifying the motion under consideration, you can propose it as an amendment. If you want to replace the motion under consideration with something that addresses the same issue, you can propose it as a substitute. If it's on the same topic, but it's not germane to the issue that the motion's trying to address, you have to wait till the motion's disposed of. And unfortunately, since the clock runs on us before we dispose of most of the motions on our agenda, that usually is going to mean you have to ask for a separate agenda item.
Okay, that's helpful. My case was the latter, that I had a related issue, a related motion on the same topic. Right.
Mr. Chair, could people mute?
Could everyone mute their phone so we can hear?
Also, really? Mr. Chair, we've reached our mandatory adjournment time of midnight Eastern.
Okay.
I move that we extend 15 minutes.
It's been moved that we extend, that we are out of time, and it's been moved that we extend 15 minutes. Is there a second?
For what purpose?
Mr. Chair, I seconded already.
Point of information. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on it?
This is a mandatory. We've never been able to do this.
It was 11:59 when I made
Madam
the motion.
Secretary,
I have a point of information about the motion to extend.
Yes, what's your point of information?
What is the purpose of the extension?
I thought we had another important, urgent issue to deal with next.
I see.
Maybe I misunderstood.
Nonetheless, to extend business.
Okay, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Brian Ebbets-Tiegert?
Pass.
Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Colvin?
Pass.
Marcy Wilkinson?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan? I can't hear you, Lydia.
I said no, sorry.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Cassidy?
Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes. Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
Janet Coleman?
I pass.
Green votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Brian, you pass?
No.
Jose Luis? Miguel Luis, joined in. I still can't hear you. Palpine 1, if you are. Janet Colvin?
No.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
You say yes?
Yes.
You say no, sorry. Adriana? I'm sorry, didn't get that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Burden, Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
One moment, please.
Huh?
I have 68.
Could you repeat what's the vote?
Adriana, do you have 68?
88.
88, I have 68. Voting. Jose Luis, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't hear you. I should have asked. I should have called you again. Are you there?
It's too late now.
Would you ask up?
You announced results.
Yeah, exactly.
Adriana, the yeses that I have, the results are in question since the vice president.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you get to go back and change the vote now.
Listen, you guys need to stop, okay?
You need to stop. You're not the chair.
There may be places in which your right to vote counts more than others, but this is where your vote counts. I'm attempting to do that. In the yes column, shut up. In the yes column are Lauren, Hank, George, Serene, Jim, Benito.
I voted no.
I
didn't say yes column, and I didn't say your name. Why are you speaking?
You said Kaufman.
Can we just control the vote?
I did not say
Kaufman. Start over, please.
This
is a two-thirds, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but Chair, this isn't a debate. The woman should not be speaking.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I had to call her name.
Control
can we just
the language
the
of
the secretary.
Name.
Mr. Chair.
Could everybody?
Can you chair the meeting?
I can't chair. Everybody's talking at the same time. Madam Secretary,
we can hear you. Mr. Chair, can we hear the secretary taking the vote?
I'm asking the secretary to go over the votes again.
We can't hear you, Mr. Chair.
We can't hear you. You sound a million miles away.
He's asking the secretary to repeat the vote, but the secretary can't be heard because some people have more rights than anyone else.
Including the secretary.
Especially the secretary.
George,
Serene, Jim, Benito. In the no column are Brian, Coburn, Wilkinson, Rodrigo, Lydia, Kaufman, Adriana, Burton, Coleman, and Gray. I think yes.
My vote was yes. To Rodrigo.
Serene.
Rodrigo clarified his vote for you.
Serene. Hank, you can stop speaking now. Adriana, go ahead, please.
Serene, you're just as rude as
you
are.
May I read? Yes,
that's
please
spoken.
Tell me what you have.
A yes column. I have Agueta, Reyes, Casneif, Lamb, Ryder, Roberts, Brown, Diaz. In the no column, I have Edward Kicker, Coburn, Wilkinson, Brasson, Kaufman, Burden, Coleman, Gray, 8-8.
I have you in the wrong column, thanks.
Point of information, does it matter since it's a two-third vote?
No point of information, we're just taking a vote. We're getting the final vote count.
At 8-8, it fails. Regardless of your vote.
Okay. Motion failed. We're now in adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, everybody.
All right.
What a wank off.